Ash Street. It was this community. Like Ashby Street, that's the pitch. So I was in that center and I was kind of struggling. I wasn't a good fundraiser or anything. I've done that before. And I had some, anyway, spiritually, there was something I wanted to resolve and I was praying about. I really felt the only way was to go to New York and be a father. So I asked Alexander on three different occasions, can I go to New York? You know, and see where I'm going. And he said, no, no, you can't do that. It doesn't work that way around here. Just, you know, keep fundraising and wait your time. So finally, I said, I have to go, and I left a note. Our room was on the second floor, and we had a balcony, and outside the balcony was a big tree. So I wrote this note and tacked it around 10:30 at night to the door of the room, saying, you know, I'm sorry, Alexander, but I had to go to New York, and I'm going to hitchhike there. And then I proceeded to climb out the balcony, onto the tree, and down the tree to the ground, and I went to hitchhike. Now, for the first time in my life, I struggled. I couldn't get anybody to stop. Remember, before I told you, I'd wait 2 or 3 minutes and I'd always get picked up like that. It took me like forever just to get my first ride, and it took me like 2 exits, and then they dropped me off. And then another ride, it took another few hours, and I got like 2 or 3 miles further, and they dropped me off. And it was like the next day, about 6 o'clock at night, I still wasn't out of California.
Should
go out on the balcony, climb down the tree in the middle of the night, and hitchhike to Washington, D.C. And when he said that, he looked at me straight into my eyes for about 3 seconds. And I was flabbergasted. I was like, at that moment, I knew, okay, Father knows me, and this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. He just looked right at me. Myself about 4 days later in a van going to Texas to join MFT for the next 3.5 years.
Amen.